Simon, this is BBC Radio 4. Now, here's the shipping forecast issued by the Met Office on behalf of the Maritime and Coast Guard Agency at 0505 today, Monday, the 19th of May. The general synopsis at midnight. Low Biscay, 1008, expected south of France, 1012 by midnight tonight. High Iceland, 1035, slow moving with little change. The area forecast for the next 24 hours. Viking, northerly 4 or 5, occasionally 6 in the east. Fair. Good. North Utsira. Variable, becoming northerly 2 to 4, increasing 5 or 6. Fair. Good. South Utsira. Variable 2 to 4, becoming northwesterly 3 to 5 later. Fair. Good. 40s. North, backing northwest 3 or 4, occasionally 5 later. Fair. Good. Cromarty, 4th. North, backing northwest 3 or 4. Fair. Good, occasionally moderate. Tyne, Dogger. Northeast, backing northwest 2 to 4. Showers at first. Good, occasionally moderate. Fisher, German Bight. Variable, becoming westerly or northwesterly 2 to 4. Occasionally 5 later in northeast Fisher. Mainly fair. Good, occasionally poor later. Humber. North or northeast 2 to 4. Fair, good, occasionally moderate. Thames, Dover. Northeast 3 to 5, occasionally 6 at first. Fair, good. White, Portland, Plymouth. East backing northeast 3 to 5, increasing 6 for a time. Fair, good. North Biscay. Northerly or northeasterly 4 or 5, occasionally 6 at first. Showers at first, good. South Biscay. Cyclonic, becoming northwesterly 4 to 6, thundery showers, good, occasionally moderate. South Fitzroy, westerly, becoming variable 2 to 4, showers, good. North Fitzroy, Seoul, easterly, becoming variable 2 to 4, showers later in the west, good, occasionally moderate. Lundy, Fastnet, east or northeast, becoming variable 2 to 4, fair, good. Irish Sea. East 3 to 5, becoming variable 3 or less. Showers, good, occasionally moderate. Shannon. Southeast 2 to 4, rain later in the southwest. Good, occasionally moderate. Rockall. Easterly 4 or 5, occasionally 6 at first in the north. Fair, good. Malin, Hebrides, Bailey. East 4 to 6, backing northeast 2 to 4. Fair, good. Fair Isle. Northerly or northeasterly 3 or 4, occasionally 5 later in the north. Fair, good. Faroes, northeasterly backing northerly 3 or 4, occasionally 5 later in the northeast. Fair, good, occasionally moderate. And southeast Iceland, variable 2 to 4, fair, good, occasionally moderate. Now here are the weather reports from coastal stations for 0400. Tyree Automatic, southeast 3. 15 miles, 1024, rising slowly. Stornoway, northeast by east 4, 12 miles, 1026, falling slowly. Lerwick, northeast by north 5, 11 miles, 1027, falling slowly. Lucas, east northeast 3, 9 miles, 1025, rising slowly. Bridlington, north by east 2, 1022, rising slowly. Sandetti Light Vessel Automatic, northeast by north 4, 5 miles, 1019. Greenwich Light Vessel Automatic, northeast 4, 11 miles, 1018. Jersey, northeast by east 3, 9 miles, 1017, steady. Channel Light Vessel Automatic, northeast by east 4, 5 miles, 1018. Scilly Automatic, northeast by east 2, mist, 2 miles, 1017, falling slowly. Valentia, east northeast 1, 11 miles, 1019, falling more slowly. Ronald's Way, east by north 4. Recent rain, 15 miles, 1022, rising slowly. And Malin Head, east by south 5. 24 miles, 1022, rising slowly. Now, here's the weather forecast for the inshore waters of Great Britain and Northern Ireland, for the valid for the following 24 hours, issued by the Met Office at 0500 today, Monday the 19th of May. The situation: general high pressure will remain slow moving near Iceland. This maintains a northeasterly airflow across the United Kingdom, increasing risk of showers affecting central areas. From Cape Wrath to Rattray Head, including Orkney. Northeasterly, backing northerly or northwesterly, 2 to 4, occasionally 5 at first near Cape Wrath. Fair, good, occasionally moderate. From Rattray Head to Berwick-upon-Tweed. North or northeast, backing northwest later, 3 or 4. Showers at first in the south, good, occasionally moderate. From Berwick-upon-Tweed to Whitby. North or northeast, backing northwest later, 2 to 4. Showers at first, good, occasionally moderate. From Whitby to Gibraltar Point. East or northeast, backing north, 2 to 4. Showers at first in the north, good, occasionally moderate. From Gibraltar Point to North Foreland. Northeasterly, 2 to 4, increasing 5 or 6 for a time near North Foreland. Fair, good, occasionally moderate. From North Foreland to Selsey Bill. Northeasterly, 3 to 5, increasing 6 for a time in the east. Fair, good. From Selsey Bill to Lyme Regis. Easterly, backing northeasterly, 2 to 4, increasing 5 for a time in the east. Fair, good. From Lyme Regis to Land's End, including the Isles of Scilly. East or southeast, 3 to 5, backing northeast, 2 to 4. Fair, good. From Land's End to St David's Head, including the Bristol Channel. East becoming variable later, 2 to 4. Occasionally 5 at first near St David's Head. Fair then showers. Good. Occasionally moderate later. From St David's Head to Great Orme Head, including St George's Channel. East or northeast becoming variable later, 2 to 4. Occasionally 5 at first near St David's Head and Great Orme Head. Showers, good, occasionally moderate later. From Great Orme Head to the Mull of Galloway. East 4 or 5, decreasing 3 or less. Thundery showers, rain for a time, good, occasionally moderate. The Isle of Man. East 4 or 5, becoming variable 3 or less, then becoming east or northeast 2 to 4 later. Showers for a time, good. From Loch Foyle to Carlingford Loch. East or northeast, becoming variable later, 2 to 4. Occasionally 5 at first. Fair then showers, good. From the Mull of Galloway to the Mull of Kintyre, including the Firth of Clyde and the North Channel. Easterly or northeasterly, becoming variable later, 2 to 4. Occasionally 5 at first. Fair then showers, good. From the Mull of Kintyre to Ardnamurchan Point. East or southeast, 4 or 5, becoming variable 2 to 4. Showers for a time near the Mull of Kintyre. Good. From Ardnamurchan Point to Cape Wrath. East 3 to 5, backing northeast 2 to 4. Fair, good, occasionally moderate in the north. And the Shetland Isles. Northeast, backing north or northwest, 3 or 4, increasing 5 later. Fair, good, occasionally moderate. And that completes the Shipping Bulletin. This is BBC Radio 4, where now it's time for Prayer for the Day, presented by the Reverend Dr. Rosa Hunt.
Good morning. I have a friend who's autistic and has great difficulty coping with social interactions. Because of this, Lisa is often misunderstood. She's found it hard to engage with the authorities which could help her, because she often doesn't understand how to communicate well with them. However, of late, Lisa's come across a new friend who's been able to help her through all this. Unlike me, this friend is completely unflappable and never gets upset when Lisa gets irritated at the difficulty of getting her meaning across. The friend has helped Lisa draft a business plan and has suggested ways that Lisa might be able to deal with her anxiety and provided her with further medical advice on her mental health diagnosis, while being quite clear that Lisa needs to check this with a professional. The friend is on hand 24 hours a day, but doesn't impose any needs on Lisa. Now, you might be expecting me to say that the friend is Jesus, but in fact, it's an AI. Lisa has given the AI a name, and it's changed her life. Pope Leo is, of course, right to say that AI poses new challenges for the defence of human dignity, justice, and labour. But Lisa's experience has taught me that it can also be a real gift from God. God of wisdom, you've blessed us with extraordinary intelligence that allows us to create technologies that can shape our lives. We pray for those responsible for producing AI technology and those in charge of legislating for its use. Give them wisdom, insight, and compassion so we can all benefit from its blessings while being protected from its dangers. In the name of Jesus, amen.
Prayer for the day with the Reverend Dr. Rosa Hunt. Now on Radio 4, it's time for Farming Today with Kaz Graham.
Good morning. Today, the UK-EU summit flagged as a post-Brexit reset. But for some fishing businesses, it's all come too late.
The industry is never going to be the same again. I don't know why they're even discussing it, because there isn't a business left to discuss.
We'll have more from Cornwall a little later in the programme. First, though, bovine TB is an infectious respiratory cattle disease, but its impact is so much greater than sick cows with a cough. Each year, more than 40,000 cattle are slaughtered across the UK in an effort to get rid of it. The wider bovine TB eradication programme, things like culling and badger vaccinations, costs UK taxpayers around £150 million a year, with more costs falling to the cattle industry. And of course, you can